It's the Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. All right, Skip Saviano has just stepped in to the studio. Now, Skip Saviano, long time, 20 years down in Springfield as a state rep, right?
Yep.
And now you're the mayor of Elmwood Park, and we're going to talk about Elmwood Park here in just a second because you got the Elmwood Park Festival, right?
Restaurant week.
Restaurant week. Elmwood Park Restaurant Week. That is starting February 21st and runs through March 1st. And we'll talk about all the different places there. And it's one of the best culinary experiences in the entire metropolitan area, right?
Yeah.
To Elmwood Park.
We highlight our establishments. And, you know, when you talk about Jim and Pete's been there for 75 years, or Alpine Food Shop, or Armin's Pizza, all of those places have been there for years. And they're reinvesting in their businesses because of the way we have invest in the infrastructure around there with parking lots and all that. So we're excited about
it. It's a really nice job on North Avenue. But we'll get to all that in just a few minutes. I want to talk about Rob Blagojevich. You voted to impeach Rob Blagojevich, did you not?
Yeah.
Did you think that it was right for him to get impeached?
Well, I mean, everybody's read and heard of the tapes and all that, and you know, immense political pressure, and the fact that it is what it is. And it was unanimous except for the one present vote.
Right, the present vote by his sister-in-law. Right, because that would make it tough at Thanksgiving, I would imagine. Although there were eight Thanksgivings, they didn't have to worry about it. I'm a little reticent to believe, or let me put it this way. I find it hard to believe that there are so many people who are relieved by this. I mean, I get that 14 years is a long bit, right? But we remember there was a context to that whole thing. There was context because you had George Ryan going to prison. You had Rob Blagojevich saying, I'm the good guy here. I'm not going to do the bad stuff. And then on tape, being as bare-knuckled as any politician you could possibly imagine. I mean, he sounded like a crime boss.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everybody was shocked when we heard those tapes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it put a bad shadow over us as elected officials. I mean, right. I myself celebrate my 32nd year as an elected official. And I take pride in the fact that I get to serve people every day. And some people lose sight of that, you know? I mean, personally, Rod and I got elected the first year in 92. We served together for a couple terms until he became congressman. Mm-hmm. And he was my congressman also. I have to say one thing about him. I've never seen anybody campaign like this guy. I mean, you work parades. He shook every hand all the way down. He was a great campaigner, and unfortunately, he didn't know how to govern at the end of the day.
Well, you know, there's so much pressure on the fundraising part. I mean, let's just talk a little bit about how that whole thing works. In order to get reelected, you need money, right? There's no two ways around it. You got to buy the advertising, got to do all those different things. And it didn't seem to be personally enriching himself at that point, because he was still living in a fairly modest lifestyle. And on the tapes, you hear him complaining about his life. And there was one tape that I thought was particularly telling, where he's trying to figure out how much a U.S. senator makes. And it ended up being a couple $1,000s more than the sitting governor would make. And they were excited about that, right? Like a $3,000 or $4,000 differential. And, you know, and you stop. And that made me think that we are underpaying our public officials, because if that makes a difference and you want that job over that pay increase, that just tells you, you know, he wasn't taking yet, at least. What he was trying to do, though, is he needed fundraising. And that there's no way to do it to shake down a children's hospital.
Yeah, I mean, fundraising it's a dangerous proposition. I was the chairman of the House Republican Organization for 10 years, and that was my job. I had to go out and raise money for my Republican colleagues so they could run a well-funded campaign. But you got to watch that line. You could never cross that line. You know, what we used to do, myself and Tom Cross, who was the leader at the time, we'd go sit with businessmen and tell them our experience in Springfield, kind of give them an idea of what's going on in Springfield, tell them a story. And a lot of times we were successful in raising money that way. But the days of, you know, just calling up and saying, hey, you know, I need this money or else or whatever, that you can't do that, you know. And we were cognizant of that. We had probably three lawyers on our staff that would monitor our actions because it's a dangerous, dangerous proposition if you don't watch what you say or do.
Exactly, because it turns out that the government might be watching or listening.
Well, we assume they always are.
So. Yeah, I think you have to assume that, right? And Skip and I see each other. We hug each other, hands up and down the back. It was really funny because Skip actually felt my feet earlier when he saw me. And we're on the radio. We know that people are going to be listening to this. We hope, at least. All right, Skip Saviano is with us. He's the mayor of Elmwood Park, but for 20 years he was a state legislator down in Springfield. And we will come back and talk to him about that. And about I have one more question about Blagojevich, and you know where we come with how we fix this problem once and for all in Springfield, which is a laughable proposition. But the third annual Elmwood Park Restaurant Week is starting February 21st, and it runs through March 1st. If you want to go, you want to get something great to eat. If you've not been to Elmwood Park, to the restaurants there, Jim and Pete's, which you just mentioned, which is that's a staple. You got Johnny's Beef, Armand's Pizza, Masa Cafe, New Star Restaurant, Russell's Barbecue, Nothing Bundt Cakes, all those places.
And your good friend Donnie G.
And my good friend Donnie G. Oh, God bless Donnie G. And that man can sing, though, right?
Yes,
he can
you
sing.
You get a dinner and a show.
Yeah, he's exactly right. All right, we'll talk all about that on the other side. But first, Lauren Lapka is telling us about the weather and the traffic.
Two brothers, one a star athlete, the other with special needs. How their bond inspired an effort to help lonely seniors find joy and companionship. Tonight on WGN TV News at 9.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin Powell.
You're welcome.
You are a genius broadcaster. We thank you for everything.
It was the Johnny's Beef fueling me.
Yeah, broke that thing down pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Skip Saviano is here. He's the mayor of Elmwood Park, over by where Johnny's is over by. And Johnny's Beef is a very, you know, there's a lot of beef in this town, right? There's a lot of places you can get beef. And they're all pretty good because, you know, Italian beef is not a bad item. It's a good item. But Johnny's has really unique kind of, it's different. It's got a little, whatever they do to the gravy part. Right, to the whatever that, you know.
There's a real funny story about that. Now, you're familiar with Tofano's, Vernon Park Tap on
sure.
Vernon Park.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Johnny's Beef actually started next door there. It was
over
his
by
mother,
Joey's?
Yes, it was his mother-in-law had a little beef stand there.
Yeah.
So when he moved to Elmwood Park, he took her recipe, and no one really knows what it is. But it's
got sort of like a sweet kind of a thing to it. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something in there. I don't know. They could crack the code. Anyway, the point here is now Skip for 20 years was down in Springfield, and we're gonna get back to the Elmwood Park Restaurant Week. I want to talk to you about that because you're doing it. You're very proud of this, and you should be because what you've done. How many years have you been married?
Seven.
7 years of Elmwood Park, and 20 years down the state legislature, and it's what has happened to Elmwood Park is great. You have done yeoman's work over there, and the economy's been good, and it's been very helpful. But what you're doing for the businesses and for the restaurants and stuff like that, and making it a destination, a cuisine destination, very, very, it should be.
Thank you.
It's got some of the great joints, you know, mm-hmm. in all of America. But back to Rob Blagojevich. Before we get to this, 20 years you were down in Springfield. People keep asking today on the phones. They're like, hey. Everybody does it. You know, what's the big deal? I mean, why does he get 14 years? It was a message that the judge was trying to send, that the prosecutors were trying to send, and the judge was trying to send. Would that ever work?
I think, first of all, the statement, everybody does it. Everybody has to fundraise. Everybody has to play politics. But there's a way you do it that's legal and ethical. And that's how we...
It may be ugly, but it's legal and it's ethical.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is when you say stupid things like that, that blows right past the line, you know, and you can't do that, you know. And he was a good friend to all of us down there, but it's disappointing when you saw that.
And that's across the aisle because you're a Republican.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You know, but, you know, it casts a shadow on all of us. You know, whenever, even the ongoing investigations now, as a mayor, I feel terrible that the stuff's going on because people are almost like expect it now. You know?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. So now that's interesting because where this ongoing investigation is right now is they're picking up municipal guys.
Right.
Right? They're picking up mayors in little towns and guys who are, because the mayors in little towns, sometimes they're lobbyists who are going down to Springfield lobbying for some other, whether it's their town or something else. And there is, and it's interesting because they're trying to get this thing passed, right? So that mayors can't go down and lobby and that, you know, they're trying to change the whole lobbying system here in Illinois. I don't know that that's ever going to pass. I cannot imagine that politicians are going to actually handcuff themselves like that. But it does seem as though no one really was scared off by the 14-year sentence.
No, listen.
Is that because it was already in action? Like these guys who are going down now or appear to be going down now, and it'd be a little careful because everybody thinks that the next shoe is going to drop here, but it hasn't dropped yet. So, but if this has been an ongoing thing for 40 years, right?
You know, listen, in the 90s, we were all hard on crime. We were extending jail sentences because we said it would be a deterrent, whatever. At the end of the day, in this country, whether you kill somebody with a gun or you're a crooked politician, you're doing it. We're not even looking at a sentence as a deterrent. You know, you're just mm-hmm. doing it.
Yeah.
You're not a law-abiding citizen. You're willing to break the law.
Right. A dear old friend of mine who had been to jail a few times himself, goes, some people just got to steal.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just what
blood.
It is.
It's in their blood.
Yeah. And by the way, he's wrongly accused in both of those cases. That's all I want to say. But it is that thing. You know, I mean, it's a Chicago. There is a sense in Chicago that in the Chicago area and Illinois politics that, again, back to the point that everybody is doing it, not everybody's getting caught. And I got to say that the government, I mean, you look at what the FBI did to get Rod Blagojevich and how they got him. I mean, it was one of the more extraordinary efforts I've seen the FBI do in a public corruption case, because they snuck into his house, they wired his house, they wired his office. And then his brother, who has defended him here, and we're going to play a little bit of that on the other side of the news here before the Northwestern game. His brother, who came on the show at the very beginning, defended him and said, this is great. And this, you know, the government was out to get us and it was all part of a grand conspiracy. That with James Comey and Robert Mueller and Patrick Fitzgerald, who was the U.S. attorney here, all those guys were conspiring to get him. And this is way before MAGA. This is way before mm-hmm. Donald Trump. Was that no one would have ever guessed that Donald Trump was going to be president of the United States back when all this was going on. It's very, very, it's disconcerting, though, that when the government is trying to do all the things that they did, what Robert Blagojevich wanted to say was, look, they're all out to get him. But why did Robert Blagojevich then ask the Illinois State Police to actually go into the home and into the office and sweep it for microphones if they weren't worried that they were being listened to? Right? So they had to know something was going on.
What was impressive about that whole thing was that the government did such a fine job of putting together in such a swift manner.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about within a year, year and a half time, they got everything they needed.
Well, they were looking at something else, and then all of a sudden, Barack Obama wins, and the Senate seat is now going to be, literally, the effing golden thing is in Rob Blagojevich's hands, and he gets to do something with it, and then they caught it on that moment. And then they had to go grab him up. I remember that morning like it was yesterday, where they had to, it was just coming from there was like a work, like a protest action at this door and window place on the, you know, in the Goose Island area. And he's coming from that. And then the next thing you know, that day we're all at, they're covering that. And then we hear the news that Rob Blagojevich had just been taken, right? Like they came into his house, like the whole
thing. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning, right? The knock on the door and the whole thing and how it went. And he was scheduled to be at that thing, right, in that day. And everybody was waiting for him. He never, you know, couldn't make it. All right, let's go back here and talk about this before we let you go. Because I know you want to come in here and talk about your very private third annual Elmwood Park Restaurant Week happening starting February 21st, which is this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Going through March 1st. And what kind of deals are people going
to
get?
Yeah, if you go to our website, elmwoodpark.org, you'll see a layout of all the restaurants that are participating, the deals they're giving, and I would urge everybody to take a look at that. We've been very, very fortunate. Donnie G's is already expanding his whole operation. I mean, that's how good things are going on North Avenue. And North and Harlem is totally being renovated.
Yeah.
The old Sears sub-building is being retrofitted. We're getting a new apartment and commercial space on our side where the Sears Auto Center used to be. So it's going to be a vibrant area and a lot of new young people coming in. So those restaurants are going to really rock and roll over the next 10 years.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding you when I say it's just, it is, and I wouldn't kid anybody about this because it really is amazing what has happened there. People think about it, if you want to come into the city to get a great meal, but now the suburbs are really kicking. right?
There they are.
And
yeah.
Like, you know, Highwood is really kicking, and now even Winnetka is kicking. It's crazy. But you guys have always been a destination for, you know, whether it was Elmwood Park or Melrose Park or places like that. There was, you know, there was great joints. That yeah. You know, especially Italian food, right?
Yeah, Italian food, but don't forget we've got Chinese, we've got Japanese, we've got Cuban, we've got Mexican. My friend Angelo Lino just opened up Gringo and Blondie's right next down the street from Johnny's Beef. We've got everything, and now I'm negotiating.
Wait, hold on. What's I can't stop you there. What's Gringo and Blondie? What is that?
Well, he's the Gringo. His wife is Blondie, so they call him Gringo and Blondie. So there's a reason for that.
But, okay. Okay, go ahead.
So, and I'm currently negotiating with a Greek entrepreneur. Mm-hmm.
That's redundant, but go ahead.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we're negotiating with them, and that's the last component I need for that restaurant.
You need a Greek restaurant.
Yes, a yeah. Tavern.
Because you got everything going.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to say that Jim and Pete's, one of my favorite restaurants in the area, and Donnie G had restaurants down here in downtown Chicago, and they killed, right? I mean, they were unbelievable. And then he decided, you know what? I don't need this crap anymore. And he you know, moves out to Elmwood Park, and it was, and, you know, he's, and he likes to sing the Sinatra every once in a while, too.
Yes, he's a very good entertainer.
Never, all of a sudden, you know, he's standing there, and he's, you know, showing you a table for four, and then the next thing you know, he's pulling out a microphone and standing in the middle of the restaurant, and you know.
At a table.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, this Friday we have our fight night in Elmwood Park, and Donnie will be performing there. He's going to leave the restaurant, come back and forth, and do a little number now. Here, he just can't help himself.
You are like a Scorsese movie. Where is the fight night?
It's at our Parks and Rec Center in the Village mm-hmm. Circle. This is our seventh year. It's become a great success. And this year we have
this is Golden Gloves or, this is, or
yeah,
PAL
these are kids that are getting ready for Golden Gloves. It's amateur, but now this year is our first year we have a WBC title fight. So
oh,
it's exciting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and
in your Parks and Rec building?
Yeah, we could fit. We transformed the gym into just an arena.
Yeah,
incredible. Of course, we serve food, a lot of Italian food, and we got like 500 people there. In fact, you know who is our usual attendee with us is our Secretary of State Jesse White,
because
he's a real big boxing fan.
Yes,
so he comes and sits with me, and we have a good time.
Wow. Skip Saviano. I love you. Third annual Elmwood Park Restaurant Week. He's the mayor of Elmwood Park, longtime public servant. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks,
appreciate
Phil.
It.
Appreciate
Go
it.
To, what's the website again?
Elmwoodpark.org, and you'll get our whole...
It's right there.
It's right there.
It's right there on the front page. All right. Thank you. We got the news right now with Kim Gordon from the WGN Newsroom.